Mike Hilton had another good day for the Steelers. Not shocked? Little shocked? Where you at?
I think he's going to make the team.
Looks like he's going to make the team.
Not surprised.
We've said the entire time the day he got cut would be a day the general manager hated doing something, or the coach, or whoever.
The day, we've said this for 2 years.
Yeah.
So we look right today.
Yeah.
It's my second time in 10 years to be right about an Ole Miss football player.
Who's your other one?
Bradley Sowell.
Yeah.
Still playing in the league.
We were right about Larry. I mean, we thought he had a chance if he worked hard.
Nah, yeah, I'm not even no. I actually watched Laramie the first day of fall camp, his freshman year, and went, oh, he's 3 and out first round pick.
If you want a good comedy, go back and watch his high school film, by the way.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah.
With Mike, we always did say this. We're right. We always wondered, is he big enough, fast enough to make an NFL team? But we always knew that he would be, if he got cut, one of the last cuts, and a general manager, after dismissing him, would close the door, turn his phone off for a minute, and say, God, there's a decent chance I hate myself years from now. And I hate myself right now because that kid. Let me just tell you, as Mike Hilton is one of the single most professional kids I've ever covered. I know, Chase, for you too, in any sport. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic. He was accountable. He listened to questions. He tried to answer them, yet he towed the company line carefully. Gave you everything. You talk about a kid who gave you the scholarship's worth. And he's a kid that was not highly recruited. So when everyone does the narrative about Ole Miss threw cash at all these people, nah.
They've had a couple pretty good three-star dudes in Georgia with Evan and Mike.
Well, isn't that the truth? Of course, high school football in Georgia is pretty good.
Yeah.
And they both played at high-level programs.
I retweeted this last night. Probably is incredibly awkward for Cinquez. He and Mike Hilton sharing a locker in Pittsburgh. Like after the game last night, Hilton with tons of media attention. And
has to be. And Cinquez just can't get healthy.
Mm-mm. So.
You pay any, at what point do you pay attention to the playoff races in baseball?